It's officially grilling season at the Home Depot. So don't miss Memorial Day savings on grills happening now, so you can celebrate with a backyard barbecue for the whole block. Step up your grill game and serve up a feast with the Next Grill 4-Burner Gas Grill, with durability to last summer after summer. On special buy, only $199. Get ready for a whole summer of entertaining at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, author of the award-winning book, Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich. In addition to this show, I also write a free newsletter with tips and answers to listener questions that don't make it to the weekly podcast. You can sign up at quickanddirtytips.com. While you're there, also connect with me on social media, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or read a transcript of this show, which is episode number 352, called A Parent's Dilemma, Save for College or Retirement. Grizel asks, I'm 42 years old and just started saving for retirement a few years ago. I'm contributing enough to max out the employer match for my 401k, and I'm also putting money aside to build an emergency fund. Since I got a late start, should I contribute more for retirement or begin saving for college for my 14-year-old son? Whether you should save for college or retirement is a tough choice that many parents have to make. In this episode, I'll give you guidance and key facts to keep in mind so you know the right way to prioritize your finances. Being a parent means you've got lots of financial stress. You want the best for your children, but you also need to make smart decisions for your own future. The cost of college rises faster than hot air. But we're living longer and will likely have less Social Security to count on, so we need a huge retirement nest egg. Ugh, the pressure! According to Sally Mays' How America Saves for College 2014 study, 89% of parents say that college is an investment in their child's future. However, only half of all families with children under the age of 18 are saving for college. The report shows that families who are saving deserve a pat on the back. They put away 30% more this year compared to last year. High-income families save an average of over $27,000 for college, and low-income families save under $4,000. And middle-income families are saving an average of just over $12,000. When non-savers were asked why they aren't more financially prepared for the cost of a child's education, the answers were not surprising. 58% said they don't have enough money. 22% said their kids will qualify for financial aid or scholarships. And 21% said they just haven't gotten around to it yet. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
What about a student's responsibility to pay up? The Sallie Mae study found that high-income families are actually the most likely to say they aren't saving because their child should foot the bill for college. While it might seem cold-hearted for a parent to refuse to pay for a child's education, don't forget that kids have options. For instance, they can go to a relatively inexpensive state school or community college, get a grant, get a job, take out federal student loans, or qualify for a scholarship based on scholastic, athletic, or philanthropic achievements. On the other hand, for parents, there are no loans or grants to support you after you stop working, except perhaps a meager Social Security income or a windfall inheritance. Even with the best of intentions, paying for college can backfire. Unless you're planning on having your educated kids support you, saving for college should be a lower priority than saving for retirement. Here's a quick and dirty tip. If you're less than 20 years away from retirement and you haven't reached 80% of your savings goal yet, don't sacrifice a penny for college. Instead, focus exclusively on building a healthy retirement account by maxing out tax-favored accounts, such as a 401k or IRA. And by the way, having money in retirement accounts doesn't hurt your child's chances of getting student financial aid. Now, if you're less than 20 years away from retirement and have saved at least 50% of your goal, then perhaps saving a third the cost of a mid-price college would be a reasonable compromise. Your child could pay one-third the cost by working while they're in school, and the remaining third could come from federal student loans that your child takes out. And if you win the lottery or end up with a surplus of retirement savings, you could always pay off a child's student loan debt down the road. But here's a word of caution. Don't get antsy and break your retirement piggy bank to pay for college. Not only does that rob from your future, but early withdrawals are typically subject to income tax plus a 10% penalty if you're younger than age 59 and a half. Instead, create a financial plan that includes both college and retirement savings as soon as you start a family. No one said it will be easy. To accomplish both, you might have to cut expenses, get a second source of income, send your child to a less expensive school, or work longer than you'd like. The sooner you start saving, the less stress you'll feel both psychologically and on your budget. And if you're like Griselle and get a late start, don't feel guilty. Remember that putting retirement first is actually in your entire family's best interest. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.